Congressman, first of all, thank you for taking time out of your day to give me a call. You've had a busy day today.
Well, thanks very much. Really appreciate it. The 5th Congressional District is comprised of 14 counties in northwest Ohio. And when you look at what we have on the agricultural side, my district produces the number one income and wealth for farmers in the state of Ohio. So agriculture is a huge part of my district.
You had an opportunity to visit four operations. What did you learn?
Well, you know, it's really important for me to be out because when I first was in Congress, I served on the Agricultural Committee, and I know, of course, what agriculture means in the United States, but also what it means here in the state of Ohio. But it's really important, especially for farmers. You know, it took a long time to get the farm bill done. I wanted to hear from farmers as to what they're seeing and hearing on the new farm bill, but also, you know, what's happened. You know, we had a very wet spring. Some of the folks out here didn't get their corn until late. And then, of course, we've seen corn prices, you know, where we were a few years back at $8 down to, you know, $3.50, $3.44. So it's important to hear what the folks out here are producing, make sure we have a safe product on our table every day, and hear what they have to say.
Congressman, now that you've had this opportunity, what will you do with the information that you gathered from your tour around the 5th District?
Well, you know, that's a very good point because, you know, it's very important to listen. But you know, we heard on one farm that they're putting down gypsum on the land to, you know, to help really with the question of runoff and containing right there. So it's really interesting the things you can learn in a day, but it's also, you know, on the farm bill side, you know, the bill's done, but it's now getting implemented, and you know, the concerns that folks are having out there on some of the sign up and how long it's taking, and also, you know, I talked to folks about the question is to on the training side to make sure that they've got their training, so when the farmers come in, that they can get everybody signed up.
Are they comfortable with where things are at with the farm bill right now, from what you're hearing?
Well, you know, when the farm bill was being worked on, you know, one of the big and again, I always have to be careful when I say the farm bill because we all know that only 20% of that bill pertains to farmers, and the other 80% are food, nutrition, food stamp program. But when it was being worked on, and I asked a lot of my farmers, they wanted to make sure that as direct payments went away and making sure that there's a safety net out there for farmers. And, you know, so far, I have not heard any problems on that end, but we want to make sure that, you know, when sign-ups and things like that go on, that that farmers know exactly what's in the law now that they need to be looking at as they sign up.
So what did it mean to have Director Daniels traveling with you here today?
Well, it's great to have the director. The director and I, years ago, served together in the Ohio legislature together. And with his expertise, just not only being the director of agriculture in the state of Ohio, but his expertise as a farmer. And, you know, that in the conversations we had, you know, folks be very frank and direct, and it's good to have the feedback that he was able to get.
Congressman, is there anything else that you'd like to add about your tour around the 5th District?
Well, you know, I think it's important that folks, you know, really understand where your food comes from and how blessed we are in this country to have, you know, the agricultural producers out there making sure that we have a safe product that's put on our table every day. And here in the state of Ohio, less than 1% of Ohioans are now in agricultural production. Nationally, it's under 2%. So, you know, we've watched the numbers drop, and I think it's important that we make sure that the folks that want to be the next generation of farmers have that opportunity, and we want to make sure we have the right laws on the books to make sure that occurs, especially, you know, farmers are always concerned about the death tax. We've done some work on that in Washington that hopefully help the vast majority farmers be able to pass that land on and the equipment without having to worry about always how am I going to pay the death tax. So I think that Americans just need to every so often reflect where their food comes from and thank the farmer.
Congressman, I appreciate your time again. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks very much.